With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Close call early today in the Keystone State.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says an arsonist set fire to his home while he and his family were sleeping. Shapiro says they were awoken at 2 a.m. by state police banging on the door of the governor's mansion in Harrisburg. The fire was extinguished. It broke out on the first night of the Jewish holiday of Passover, which Shapiro and his family were celebrating. Earlier, he put a picture on social media of his Seder table. State police say the fire caused significant damage to part of the residence. They are offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to an arrest in the arson. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says he joins with Christians celebrating Holy Week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is traveling with Mr. Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida.
In a presidential message released by the White House, Donald Trump said this week is a time of reflection for Christians to memorialize Jesus' crucifixion and to prepare for his miraculous resurrection. The president did not attend Palm Sunday services here in Florida, but the White House has planned Holy Week events in the run-up to Easter. The president also said his administration is committed to defending the Christian faith in the public square, safeguarding the right to religious liberty, and upholding the dignity of life. Greg Clugston traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
In Wisconsin, a sad and scary situation involving a teenager charged in the deaths of his parents. He's facing wider allegations now that he killed them to obtain the financial means to assassinate President Trump and overthrow the United States government. Authorities say 17-year-old Nikita Kassab bought a drone and explosives and told other people about his plans. This is SRN News. Is a quiet revival underway in the United Kingdom?
Well, something is going on. According to a new YouGov poll, church attendance in the UK is ticking up. 12% of British adults say they went to worship at least once a month. And while that's not very impressive, it's a sharp increase from 8% back in 2018. The survey also reveals that the revival, such as it is being led by young men. In 2018, just 4% of English males ages 18 to 24 went to church. Now 20% do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amish communities around the country attracting attention for their ability to respond quickly to natural disasters faster than Uncle Sam. When a tornado struck an Amish community in Michigan recently, the work was underway so quickly. When the National Weather Service came by to assess the damage 2 days later, most of the buildings had already been repaired. This is SRN News. This spring home buying season looks to be, well, more favorable for home shoppers than it has been in recent years.
The inventory of homes for sale nationally remains low by historical standards, but has risen sharply compared to this time last year. Home prices are rising more slowly. Mortgage rates remain elevated but have been easing and are slightly below year-ago levels. Property listings in many metros are priced lower than a year ago. The trend should give home buyers more leverage but are unlikely to be a game changer for many aspiring homeowners that have long been priced out. John Scott reporting.
Eric and Lyle Menendez will proceed with their resentencing hearings after 35 years in prison for the 1989 murders of their parents. Despite opposition from the L.A. County District Attorney, a judge ruling earlier Friday, the court will hold a resentencing hearing for the brothers. More details at SRNNews.com.